Now 7 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous queen of cheap. She's going to be here with a number of specials for you in a few minutes. Also, Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're also going to welcome celebrity chef Alex Guarnaschelli. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Because I don't watch these food shows.
It's close. She's got a tough name. I watch the food shows. I know exactly who she is.
She's apparently very, very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Guarnaschelli. When she's here, she can tell us how to correctly pronounce her name, right? It's like Fasanelli. Guarnaschelli and Fasanelli together. That'll be great.
Yeah, we're probably related.
Yeah, I'm sure. You probably are. All right, so speaking of related, what relative information are you going to pass along to us in a few minutes by way of the Queen of Cheap Saving Department at DougSteffen.com, madame?
Well, if you haven't started your Christmas shopping yet, we have some incredible deals for you. No reason not to start going, including an incredible deal from the people at Duck Dynasty. You're going to love this.
Love them.
Boy, is that so popular, that show?
Yeah, it is. It's extremely popular.
All right, so Roberta moves along in a few minutes. Couple of updates here on stories that are important today. First of all, there was a shoot 'em up at a school in Denver. But there were two students who were two boys that went into the school and wanted to shoot it up. It became this big thing attached sort of to the shoot 'em up in Newark. I wonder how was that covered, by the way, Roberta, on the radio stations in New York City. This 20-year-old kid shoots it up in the mall in Paramus and then basically kills himself.
That was a big story. They had thousands of people on lockdown in this mall.
800 police as well there.
Remember what happened in Africa?
Sort of what I equated it to, in a sense.
Yeah, you just can't take a chance.
It just seems
you have no idea if it's just one person, is it 10 people? You don't know what it is. Yeah. You hear shots fired and then you have no
apparently
idea
apparently
there's
only
on.
One shot fired and that was him shooting himself. They found one spent cartridge in a dead body.
But you see somebody entering a mall with a gun. You don't know if it's a singular incident.
So what does that tell us about where we are in society?
It tells us that we're afraid and we're careful.
Afraid and careful.
Yeah. Not even that, but I think always seeing a guy walk into a mall with a gun, I don't think that's a result of a lot of what we've seen in the media. I mean, that's scary no matter what time period you put that in. When a guy walks into a mall with the gun waving, right? I mean, that's always scary.
You know, what I find, what really bothers me about all this, same thing is true with these kids in Denver. They just wanted people to know who they were. Mm-hmm. They want to be important.
Yeah, it's
so
really
they pull
sad.
Stuff like this. A 20-year-old guy commits suicide. Yeah. He's 20 years old. His life is so vacant that he wants to get attention by killing himself.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about where we are? It's not, the business about the shootout with the TSA at LAX. Same thing. 23-year-old guy. It's younger. It used to be the people who were trying to pull this were old and they were sick and they wanted to put themselves out of their misery. So
20-something-year-old men now.
But these are 20-year-old men. Who are doing this? That's what I find.
Well, that's when mental illness presents itself in most people.
Right. All right, anyway, and I don't mean to dismiss it by saying, all right, anyway, but there's nothing else to say about it. It is something that people will be talking about today. All right, so you got the update. India sending their first mission to Mars. Who knew that India even had a space program? Never mind that they're sending a mission to Mars from a spaceport that I never heard of before. Anybody ever hear of the Indian space program?
No.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
I mean, they probably got their ground control set up because they're really good at call centers.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hello, my name is Michael.
By the way,
can I help you?
No.
I saw a story later. Was it last night or early this morning? I don't remember when I saw it. 300 call centers have been moved back to America because of dissatisfaction. I'm going to tell you that story in the next half hour. Meanwhile, we'll meet Alex Guarnaschelli, who is from the. She's on the Food Network. Which one of these food shows?
Food Network.
She on?
Yeah.
She's on the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Cooking Channel. There is the Food Network, and then
she's been on both. She actually won a competition, I believe. That's how she got her start on the Food Network. Yeah.
All right. So I meet Alex in a moment on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I just took a quick pass by my son's bedroom and easily took his temperature in seconds, thanks to my Exergen temporal thermometer. Just a quick swipe of his forehead and we were done. Exergen is already the number one choice among moms, and hey, us dads love it too. Now, accurately taking my kid's temperature is something he likes, and I don't have to miss a second of the race.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Target.
Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and I speaking now with celebrity chef Alex Guanichelli. I'm pleased that I got that name pronounced correctly. I bet, Alex, a lot of people say, how do you pronounce my name? Or your name?
Yeah, I get that all the time, believe me.
You are a well-known, I guess you have won the competition. Now, I don't mean to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, because most of the time I pride myself with knowing at least a little something about some of the people and or the endeavors. I leave this to Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny.
Because we're the Chopped fans.
I don't watch the Cooking Channel. I don't watch the Food Network, but they're very popular.
Definitely.
I'm actually on Food Network. I'm on, I won a competition show called The Next Iron Chef, which makes me an Iron Chef, which means I compete every year on Iron Chef America as an Iron Chef, which is cool. And I am a judge on a show called Chopped.
So does that mean you're like the Iron Man competition? This is the Iron Man and women competition food.
Yeah, how nervous do you get, Alex? Because it's intimidating, Dougie. They give you like an ingredient and you have to make something like magical from this one ingredient. And there's no prep time. So how do you keep your cool when you're in the kitchen in that circumstance, Alex?
I really don't. How about that?
It's honest, anyway.
Yeah, no, I would say, you know, it's really nerve-wracking. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of thinking on your feet. It's a lot of, you know, you don't have time to kind of second-guess yourself, and you only know after the fact if you make good choices or not a lot of the time, and sometimes you just don't. And it's amazing how, you know, something can turn on a dime.
Right.
You know, one little decision, one little choice can change the course of a lot of things, which is not unlike, by the way, when you cook at home and you spend a lot of money on ingredients and you come home and you say, wow, I hope I make something good here.
Just a little too much time in the pan and that spice you spent a lot of money for is ruined.
Totally. I think, right now what I've got the holidays on the brain, let me tell you, because I'm thinking about what kinds of things I want to make, you know, for the holidays. My parents entrust me with the cooking over the holidays now,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm a professional chef, and I have my daughter, who's 6 years old, who's a very tough critic. She tells me I'm chopped all the time. And so I'm doing some really cool stuff. I'm cooking a lot with nuts. I'm nut crusting things. I'm right now, as we speak, working on a twice-baked sweet potato that's crusted with pecans and brown sugar that you can fully cook and assemble, and then you just warm it up when you're ready to eat it. And I think stuff that's ready like that is just key. I wish I could bring a few of these onto Iron Chef America with me.
So is that how you handle the holidays? Because I do the holiday cooking for my family, too. And, you know, it's always the timing. That's so much more important.
Oh,
so you do a lot of the prep ahead of time and then do all the warming before dinner.
Well, I really like to believe, you know, I think we like to get in and out of the kitchen in a decent amount of time, but I also really enjoy cooking. So I want that time ahead of time a little bit to make some dishes in advance. And know that they're going to be ready, and then I can just make a couple things right at the moment so I'm not overwhelmed and spend the whole event or night or holiday running around either cleaning or cooking. And actually that's part of, you know, my objective in partnering with Fisher Nuts was mm-hmm. creating a bunch of recipes that were manageable for the holidays. So if you go to the Fisher Nuts website at fishernuts.com, you can actually see a bunch of tips I have for holiday cooking and cooking with nuts and a bunch of cool recipes that are fairly easy to pull off. Because I just think you should have both home-cooked stuff but also be able to enjoy your holiday.
Absolutely.
Right, so that's at Fisher Nuts, F-I-S-H-E-R, nuts.com?
Correct.
And can I get my sweet potato that you're making right now? Because I love that.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a great recipe. Yeah, you can either go to fishernuts.com/Alex or I'm literally on the homepage, so it's hard to miss the stuff that I've been working on. It's cool. I mean, just simple stuff that I think anyone can make comfortably. And
right.
Like I said, you want to be able to make some stuff in advance, because I just find otherwise I'm running around, and by the time I turn around, everything's cleaned up and put away, and everybody went home.
Exactly.
Right, so people are going to recognize you by looking at the name that they can't pronounce and say, okay, that's Alex. I want to get the info from her. FisherNuts/Alex. Alex Guanichelli from the Food Network here on Good Day. Thank you.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Yes, Roberta is the queen of cheap. More help now. We got the tips in the kitchen. Now let's find out how you can save money in a number of ways today.
Okay, if you haven't started your Christmas shopping yet, now's the time. And you can do so much online and save so much money. Let's start with Vistaprint. They're giving you $10 off a $10 purchase. You can use it to purchase cards, labels, mugs, calendars, all sorts of wonderful things that certainly Grandma and Grandpa would like, with pictures of the grandkids on it. So get $10 off a $10 purchase. Family Dollar this week, $5 off a $25 purchase. This is actually good through November 23rd. Bath & Body Works is giving you $10 off a $30 purchase with the coupon that you can find at DougStephan.com. Plus, you can get the buy three, get one, get three free promotion. You can save a whole bunch of money and have a whole bunch of really good stocking stuffers. Land's End has a friends and family sale going on. 30% off of everything with the free shipping code you get at DougStephan.com. And Red Roof Inn, just for you, Doug. If you bring your pet, you get 15% off the room.
Wow, this is a switch. Most of them want to stick it to you if you have your
right, yeah, Red
pet.
Roof
so
Inn.
Good
yeah.
for them. Red Roof Inn. Good to remember.
And Duck Dynasty, just for you, Jen, I was thinking of you. They've got a new DVD out. It's called I'm Dreaming of a Redneck Christmas. And it's on sale for
what
just
$6.99. I'm
dreaming of a redneck Christmas.
So if you like Duck Dynasty, you'll love this. And you'll find all these great deals at the Queen of Sheep section at DougStephan.com.
All right. So the info that's there is cumulative, in a manner of speaking. That is, you will find a lot of material there that is obviously geraint for November 5th. But there's yesterday and last week and last month. Some of the things are cumulative. I still keep getting emails. It's interesting. This guy. Yesterday I was talking about not being able to get at Mario in El Paso. Couldn't get something from Papa John's Pizza or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
So he even took your advice and went online, and he still couldn't get it. He must be on the same site as the Obama health care. He can't get anything there either. So anyway, Mario, we're trying for you. 21 after on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. years. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You like this?
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do our own judging from the voice last night. This is James Wolpert singing A Case of You. All right, so Roberta likes this.
Oh,
what
yeah.
about you, Kenny?
It's an interesting choice, an old Joni Mitchell song. I kind of like it.
It's an old Who? Joni Mitchell song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice interpretation of it.
Yeah. All right, and Jen, what do you think?
I like it.
All right, so we got three yeses on that. We'll see how James Wolpert does as he moves through the competition. Keep your ears on him.
He's got an interesting voice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Jennifer is going to do the television report in the next few minutes, the next half hour anyway, with an update on what Dr. Phil is focusing on and how The Voice is doing ratings-wise. Here's Nick Hawk singing Blurred Lines on The Voice last night. I like this. This appeals to me. This song appeals to me. I don't know whether you like the version of it, but I like it. Everybody like this? No, or not.
It's not bad.
Roberta? Nah. Kenny?
I don't like the song, so.
Oh. Well, it's all in taste. Jen, what do you think?
You do that on your birthday.
No.
I think it's not bad. Compared to what we just heard, I think the other one wins.
What? Wolford's better?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm the only one who likes this, apparently. That's all right. Next up on the hit parade on The Voice, new competition, Ray Boudreaux singing Home. I don't like this. Right off the bat, I don't like it. What about you, Roberta?
Yeah. I like it.
Jennifer likes it. Jennifer's on hot on all of them. Kenny?
I like what he's trying to do, but I don't care for his voice that much.
No. All right.
It's kind of cool and raspy, though.
Yeah. I don't find that cool. All right. I still like the last one best of the ones we've heard so far. Here's Austin Jenks singing She Talks to Angels on The Voice. Yeah. Garbage. What about you, Roberta? No?
No, common.
All right, Kenny?
Yeah, this doesn't do anything for me.
No. All right, Jennifer?
No, I'm still going with choice number one, sir.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I like number two. All right, so this guy's worthless. Next up, a singer named Gray. Still Into You. All right.
this girl, I think, is like 14 years old.
Really?
Years old,
wow, she's really good. At that
really
age,
voice, yeah.
Able to do this. This is good. All right, Kenny, what do you think?
It's okay.
Okay. Jen likes it. Roberta?
It's okay.
It's okay. All right. So it's just okay. Yeah, I would say it's okay. I'll give it an okay plus. Next singing competitor from The Voice last night, Will Champlin, singing Secrets. No, all right. Kenny?
He sounds like he could be anybody.
100 other people, right? Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got a nice voice, but he doesn't stick out from the crowd.
Roberta?
It's better than the others, but not as good as number one.
All right, number one so far. Everybody's on number one except me. Last competitor we're going to listen to is Preston Pohl singing Nothing on You. Oh, I kind of like this. It's a little Al Greenish, is it?
I don't love this. He sounds winded.
Hi, Rob Bertow. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah.
I like it.
Kenny?
I didn't like it until the tempo changed just now.
Jennifer?
Part of it.
I think he sounds winded. I think he's not a bad singer, but...
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangers in the home. You know, the word home generally conjures up the image of a happy, safe, secure place for family and, of course, the family pets. Unfortunately, statistics reveal a different story. In fact, most accidents that happen to people happen in their home. Sadly, the same is often true for our pets. In order to make your home a secure refuge for both you and your family and your pets, it's necessary for you to take steps to make sure that it is done properly. Here's what I recommend you do. Get on all fours. I know what you're saying, Warren. That sounds a little eccentric. But you need to look at your home from your dog or cat's point of view. The door, for example, the cabinet door under the sink, that's generally where people store a lot of chemicals and a lot of cleaners. You want to make sure there's no way your pet can get into that. If you have a young puppy or kitten, you want to make sure you unplug things. Kittens are attracted to actually the sound of electricity going through the wall, so unplug them with the cat. Look at your house from your pet's point of view. You'll be happier and your pets will be safer. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It's not just the Good Day Show. It is the Birthday Good Day Show because it's Dougie's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Thank you, Roberta. Roberta Fastenelli.
How many is this? 70, 75,
Jennifer Horn.
80?
It was nice knowing you, Roberta.
Oh, so sweet. Isn't she so sweet? Roberta is so sweet.
You got the box of Viagra I sent you?
Oh, boy.
Only a box?
Oh, gosh. Enough. Oh, boy.
Hi, Ken Kessler is here as well. By the way, Roberta was brought to you when she was here by Kohl's, the Queen of Cheap, sponsored by Kohl's. Is expect great things when you go to Kohl's, right? Woo-ha. All right, so moving into some of the things, Jennifer's going to update us on some of the television news before we get done here in this half hour. How many of you are familiar with the concept put forth in businesses like Building 19? You all know about what Building 19 is or was?
I don't.
All right. Building 19 was a New England or sort of Northeast phenomenon, started 50 years ago this month. And the idea was to sell good things cheap. Matter of fact, their motto was good stuff cheap, Roberta. And that's why I'm surprised you don't know what they were. They started in a warehouse down in Hingham, which is on the South Shore, and they would buy up all of these lots that were from ships that got damaged, the water damage, whatever it was. And you could buy, I remember going in there once and buying one of the things that I love is rugs, or are rugs. I have a lot of nice rugs. That's probably the only thing.
Not for your head. You're talking about once you step.
No, thank you. the essence of for me anyway, buying a really good rug is something that I can be happy about. I don't care about a lot of the furniture in the house. I've got all kinds of stuff from everywhere in my house. I don't have really fine dining room furniture and armoires and sofa. I mean, I just like rugs. Anyway, so I remember going in there once and buying something that was really good, and it was really inexpensive because somehow or other the little corner of it got water damaged. And so I'll go back every once in a while and see what sort of things you could get. And for many years, they were very profitable. They did very well, and they became very well known. They filed for bankruptcy yesterday.
Oh.
And the reason that they went bankrupt is because internet competition and being able to get new inventory because of all of the people who now go direct. They go, is this the face of the future when it comes to retailing? And should Macy's be worried about this? Should Best Buy be worried about this? Should Home, I don't know how you could do Home Depot. But what about some of these other retail establishments, who, even Walmart? What in the world, if a store like this that can't get product because there are so many things like it being sold on the internet, is that where, Roberta, you buy everything on the internet?
Oh, just about, yeah, probably 90%.
So is that where everything is going to go in
Absolutely.
Our lifetime?
I think good. So. I think so.
So then they but deliver. Except, so it's good for UPS and FedEx.
Yep.
But it isn't good for those people who have huge, like this guy Ed Lambert, who's basically ruined Sears single-handedly by merging them with Kmart. And the stuff you buy there now is garbage. The old names that were standard, Craftsman tools, for example, it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that people want well, cheap. All he wanted was a real estate. Yeah. He was, I don't know what Craftsman was made in China, but it was a real estate play for him. And it was good for his hedge fund, but it wasn't good for the customers, nor is it good for the store, for the brand. At any rate, I just look at that and I kind of think or ask myself, is this the future? And if it is, some of these big real estate investment trusts that have so much money in these big malls, it just, is that going to evaporate? What do they use that land for?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of malls, there was a shoot 'em up in Paramus, I think it was last night. Was it yesterday afternoon?
It was late last night.
Late last night.
By closing.
Yep. About closing time. One guy goes in, shoots himself, end of story. And yet the whole thing became mass mayhem as the stores were getting ready to close. Everybody ran inside, police. And I mean, they didn't know. I was a little critical of this earlier. They didn't know, but it just...
You just don't anymore. People are crazy.
Well, so here's one of them that I missed. We were talking about Denver. We were talking about L.A. Now there's a college campus, Central Connecticut State University, went on lockdown yesterday for more or less what was the same reason, or at least people thought it was, because some guy was walking across campus in fatigues with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out he was in a Halloween costume, and there was no harm to come to anybody. But he had fatigues on and what looked like a gun. So they closed, locked the campus down. So how do we deal with this sort of thing? Is this just everybody is going to be nervous and afraid and they see something
like this? Well, Doug, think of it the other way. What if they had done nothing?
In this circumstance, I'm not being critical. Just I'm wondering, where does it stop? Is everybody going to be upset and afraid of everything?
Well, a man with a gun running into a public place.
But he didn't have a gun. It was a toy.
But you wouldn't know.
So do we outlaw toy guns?
I think we should, actually.
Who thinks that we ought to outlaw toy guns? Ask that question on Facebook, Kenny. Would you? Go ahead.
Did this happen yesterday?
I think it was yesterday, yes. Let me just.
So what was he doing in a Halloween costume on the 4th of November?
Yeah, it's just weird.
he was a day late and a dollar short. Yeah. He was arrested, brought to jail. He had to post a $1,000 bond to get out, even though it was, I don't know if it was a hoax or how you would best describe it. The question about whether it was a little late for Halloween probably is appropriate. But other than that, you don't know. So you, action first, questions later, it would appear. But is that where we're headed? And is Roberta right? And maybe you ask that facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny. Twitter @Good Day Show. Do we outlaw the sale of toy guns? Is that what's next? 888-302-3684. What else have you got at Facebook and at Twitter? Anything good other than happy birthday, Doug? That's very nice. Appreciate that.
It's all happy birthday, Doug.
Is it?
So far, everything that I've posted, yeah.
Oh, all right. Sweet. Thank you.
Isn't that nice?
You want to give anybody's name?
Let's get a for instance.
Scott wants to know if Doug has reached that age where the candles now cost more than the cake.
Nope. But thanks for asking. Next question.
Marie says, happy birthday, Doug. She's singing out loud.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Wendy says, hope you have a wonderful day. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
Wendy. Birthday from Pat and Greg. And Patty is sending happy birthday wishes. And Glenda wants to know, how many is this?
How many is it?
Dougie.
Which measurement are we using?
Good old-fashioned
in dog years.
In dog years? Okay, let's see. Excuse me?
In dog years times your age times seven?
Oh, well, Charlotte is 13.
Five, yeah.
Charlotte is 13 and, what, 4 months? So I figured it out the other day. It came out to, like, 91 or 92. So you divide that backwards again. I believe I'm 7, I'm 8 probably, right? Or 9? Maybe 9 in terms of dog years.
Well, what is it? The like first year is 7, and then the rest are 5.
No, it's 8 or 9, somewhere in there. I believe...
Let's just throw it out there.
And I'm 67 in terms of chronological. I was born November 5th, 1946.
If you were a tree, you'd have 67 rings.
That's the way of looking at it, I suppose.
So guess what? Good news, we don't have to chop you in half. Thanks for telling us.
You're going to throw me across the Potomac. I have this belief... And I don't know that it wasn't convenient for a while, but I am more because of the events of this last year. There are so many things that have happened to me this last year that have been productive, have been wonderful, have been advancing.
So
well, no, but I think everything, no, the things, the trials and tribulations that I've been through personally or...
They happened for a reason.
They happened for a reason, and they brought me around to being a different human being than I was 3 or 4 months ago. Something happened, it was probably July, when I first sort of went into the mode that I'm in now. But I think I can look back, and I was thinking in my mind as I was going to send a note to my children about some of the things that we've either experienced or talked about in this past year, the things, the challenges of the farm and business and the personal things that all kind of roll into one, and they have been extraordinary growth spurts. You can't stop growing. You can't stop doing, or you are not going to exist. I believe, and I sort of came across this over the weekend and something that I was reading, but I thought there are a lot of people that refer to God, infinite intelligence. Some people use the term the universe. The universe has you doing this, that, or the other. And I was thinking about the number as it describes to me and what I've learned over these years. And what came to me was sort of a universal way of looking at the universe, if you'll... I don't mean that to sound cute. But if it weren't for the plan for us to be here, nothing would be done. If there were no human beings on the planet, there would be no progress. The universe inspires you, Jennifer, you, Roberta, you, Kenny, me, and everybody else who's listening to us right now to do things, to create. We are creators through the eyes, ears, mind of the ultimate creator. But were it not for us being here to create, there would be nothing. And so I find it interesting that so many people sort of get down on what it is that we do. Some of us create great things. Some of us create okay things. Some of us create negative stuff. But it all has to do with creation. And I'm not into... This is not creationism. I'm not suggesting that as a philosophy, because that's... The two are completely different. They're not related at all. But I just think that it's been very interesting. And what I've learned is to appreciate more that which I can do. And I have done a lot more in the last 3 months on myself and in general than I have in the last 3 years. And it just is part of coming around. And so I say when it comes to age, age is a BS number because it is. You can do whatever you want. I mean, to a certain point, when I get to be 100, will I be able to do what I'm doing now? Probably not. But at this age in my life, I am smarter, stronger, and better than I was 20 years ago, at least, maybe even 30 years ago. And it was because I went through some stuff that sort of woke me up and got me to think that I wanted to not be where I am. I don't want to go backwards. So what's the choice? You go forward and you learn about things, and you can learn a lot about yourself if you're really willing to. A lot of people don't want to, because there are a lot of things that have happened to all of us that are pretty damn scary. Many people that you know and I know, and perhaps you, never mind everybody else, had tough things going on with you when you were a kid, home, whatever it is, maybe when you were at school, maybe when you were married, whatever it was. But those trials and tribulations can be dealt with and worked through and brought you and can bring you around to a point that you're more apt to be able to live happily and progress. And so that's really that's the choice that I've made. I'd rather do that. And it has served me well, at least in the last
and now we're all
67. Weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Quite having listened to me talk about this for as long as I have.
I love you. I'm just
all right. I love you too. Thank you. Speaking of loving Jennifer, her television report coming right up here on Good Day.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
There was 57
times
and
nothing on. What's that number?
I'm looking at some of the Facebook happy birthdays. And thank you, Roberta and Valerie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All the other people that are into this. All right, let's get to the latest the Dr. Phil interview with Michelle Knight. What else do we want to say about that? Anything, Jennifer?
We could, but I mean, it was just kind of a rehashing again, saying that the big line, the big takeaway that's hitting all the media outlets is that she was tied up like a fish.
Yeah,
and
great.
Just, I don't know.
Okay.
But let's do something a little lighter. Okay, this isn't really lighter. The Simpsons, they're honoring Marcia Wallace. Remember Marcia Wallace? She passed away last week.
No.
You don't? Oh, come on. She was on, like, the Match Game. She was, like, she had the big, bright, red, spiky hair. And she was also...
She was the secretary on the old Bob Newhart show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she passed away. She was the voice on The Simpsons. So The Simpsons paid tribute to her during the opening of Sunday night's episode.
Mm-hmm.
She was the voice of Bart's teacher, Mrs. Crabapple. And during Sunday's chalkboard segment of the opening, Bart was seen writing, "We'll really miss you, Mrs. K." Really kind of cool there. Mm-hmm. Starz has put into development an hour-long scripted drama called Wonder World. It's from Owen Wilson and his team, set in Ronald Reagan's America and inspired by one of the biggest undercover operations in FBI history. Called Wonder World, it follows two straight arrow FBI agents as they infiltrate the violent mob-controlled porn industry of the 1980s.
Great.
Hopefully they won't find you there, Dougie.
No, they won't.
NBC has given a 13-episode order.
You're waiting for some else out of that?
For a new
pause. That was a pregnant pause.
From Tina Fey and her producing partner, Robert Carlock, comedy old star Office's Elite Kemper as the woman who escapes a doomsday cult.
All right, there's Roberta and Jennifer bringing us up to date on important stuff.
Time.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, I am a very big supporter of crowdfunding. I think it's a great idea. So every Tuesday this time, we're into crowdfunding in a big way. Mike Hayes on Startups in Action. If you're looking for a cost-effective way to start your own business, this may be your answer.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes. I believe I've interviewed more crowdfunding success stories across all portals worldwide than any other human being on planet Earth since the Big Bang. And I've seen small businesses take to crowdfunding the way horseflies take to rodeos. The next big thing in crowdfunding is already here.
With me on the phone now is Freeman White, the CEO and co-founder of Launch.com. Freeman, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So tell me about Launch.com.
Launch.com is the oldest and largest white label crowdfunding software provider in the United States. We work with universities and nonprofits and networks to license our software and allow these folks to have their own crowdfunding site set up quickly and easily.
Well, you know, Freeman, I've learned a lot about crowdfunding, and I think the future of crowdfunding, right now, definitely with Kickstarter, Indiegogo, so many crowdfunding success stories that I've interviewed, but I think, you know, it's rapidly changing. When you take a tool like crowdfunding and you put that tool through the minds of so many different entrepreneurs, it's going to evolve rapidly, and I see the future of having the opportunity of having your own crowdfunding portal. Tell me about that, because that's something that your company offers and specializes in.
Indeed, yeah. We've seen a lot of folks who want their own software. They want their own ability to track their own visitors and to really retain their own data. And so people come to us because they've already got a network. They already have an interested community, and they don't want to send all of those people to another website. They want to retain the energy and the momentum and all of the ideas and content and data within that community, and they want to hold on to that. And so clients come to us because they can have that kind of control over their own branding experience, their own brand, their own website, their own software, their own data, and they can have all the functionality to get their own crowdfunding website set up. So we certainly see that trend and have seen it continue to grow over the last 3 years.
We operate at a level where people are really coming to us looking to set up their own platform. So we work with people who, for lack of a better term, want to run their own Kickstarter. They want to have their own campaigns on their own platform.
You see this as more of a business model for people who want to get into the crowdfunding arena and become a crowdfunding professional. So it might be perfect for PR people or direct marketers. Is that kind of your vision for Launched?
Yeah, our vision for Launched is to continue to work with more universities and nonprofits and brands that are using our software to essentially empower their existing networks, be they alumni, be they customers, be they members of a social network, to now have an interface and a simple platform on which to do crowdfunding. So we definitely see a lot of growth in that area. We also see growth in working with marketing agencies that have a need for really new and engaging solutions to provide to their clients. And marketing agencies really can't get away with just the same old advertising programs. They really need new ways to drive customer engagement. And we provide a ready-made package of software that can allow a marketing firm to roll out a very wide-reaching and an important engagement strategy for their clients. And so we see crowdsourcing as a marketing tool in many ways, especially for our brand clients. And a number of the marketing agencies that have talked to us see it that way, too.
Well, I agree. And that's something I've been saying for quite a while, that any PR firm or marketing firm or advertising firm that doesn't learn crowdfunding is really undervaluing their own service and shortchanging their client in a way, because it's just a new form of marketing. How do you respond to that?
I absolutely agree. For initial project ideas and initial products, crowdfunding is definitely a new form of marketing.
That's spelled LAUNCHT.com. Thanks for listening to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, email me, crowdfundingintelligence@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.